breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Clint Eastwood turns 90 on Sunday. He's currently working on a sequel to one of his most beloved films. It's called A Fistful of Werther's. Walt Disney World will reopen in mid-July, which gives you a little over a month to get Churro Bod ready. Women named Karen are upset that their name has become synonymous with nosy, racist women who try to narc on people. And the worst part? There's no manager to complain to about it.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107. Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
A 7-year-old kid in North Carolina found out his babysitter's prom was canceled. So he planned one for her and asked her to be his date. His mom helped put it together in the yard. There was even dinner with a Chick-fil-A and an appetizer of peanut butter and apple slices. Captain Tom Moore's idea of walking for charity, it's really taken off worldwide. Now, a 95-year-old World War II vet in Ghana is doing it. And the last I checked, he's raised over $25,000 for healthcare workers in Africa. A barbershop owner in Columbus, Ohio, was worried about the pandemic, thinking it would put him out of business. But he finally got to open up, and when he did, he checked his mail and broke down crying because he saw that a retired teacher had sent him her entire stimulus check.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
The following rant may cause you to pull your hair out, scream at the radio, punch the dashboard. Complaints should be addressed to loudmouthyambag@rock107.com.
Hey, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and my wife, Tara, is taking over my weekly rant. So, Tara, what has you jacked?
Do you get annoyed by your husband working from home? I do. First, he thinks I should wake up as early as he does. I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. unless the house is on fire. But that's not it. In the 2+ months since he's been working from his basement bunker studio, he's always upstairs in the kitchen getting in my way while I'm making breakfast. Hey, Yambag, I still have to get ready for work. Get out of my way. Oh, and he wants me to record for the show. I'm not the one who gets paid to be on the radio, pal. Plus, he thinks I should do all the chores. You know, the laundry, the dishes, the cleaning. And he wants me to make him lunch and cut the grass. Yeah, right. Get off your butt, wash your clothes, make your own damn sandwich, and cut the grass already. I'm Tara, and I'm for the real people. I gotta get him out of my house.
Yeah, she's probably gonna divorce me.
Ever see the crazy guy screaming at the wall outside the Times building?
Where does this rage come from, my son?
Tweet us with hashtag I found Prospector, and we'll come and get him.
Prospector, mornings on Rock 107.
Are they censoring or being prudent? Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and Twitter, yeah, it's in the news a lot the last couple days. Twitter has over 330 million global users, but obviously not everyone is on the platform. Here are my top five reasons you haven't joined Twitter. Number five, as enticing as it is, you really don't need to know what the guy who plays the snowman in the Frozen movies is thinking every minute of every day. Number four, your thoughts are too awesome to limit to just 280 characters. The top five reasons you haven't joined Twitter. Number three, you're worried you'll post a joke and 10 years from now it'll get you canceled. Number two, you prefer communicating through interpretive dance. And the number one reason you haven't joined Twitter, it's a fad, like Bitcoin and pants.
So gritty, I'm a little late on Breaking Bad. Forgive me, y'all, I was busy. Creating a new branch.
The United States military.
Space Force.
Stay at home, bitch, watch.
But space is hard.
May I suggest that become the new Space Force motto?
Stay at home, bitch, watch. 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 Hey, hey, hey!
What's a yam bag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus, you know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Month, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees.
I would not let these guys mix me a cocktail. Two Georgia men were hospitalized after drinking disinfectants in an effort to fight the coronavirus. One of them drank 16 ounces of bleach. The other man drank Pine Sol mixed with mouthwash, beer, and pain medicine. There has been a rise in calls to the Georgia Poison Center relating to disinfectants being ingested. Officials believe the reason is due to product mixing. When you mix bleach with certain types of chemicals, you get a reaction that causes noxious and toxic gases. If you inhale enough of that stuff, you can induce a chemical pneumonia. Sometimes you wish a dog would just bite its owner. On Monday night, a video of a woman in Idaho repeatedly punching her black German Shepherd while wearing boxing gloves sparked outrage on social media as Twitter users angrily tried to find out who she was. In the video, the woman could be heard saying, "I hit him so hard, I felt that through." The woman was eventually identified by Twitter users, who then began sending complaints to the Idaho Humane Society. A spokesperson for the IHS says they spoke to the woman and sent the complaints to the local prosecutor's office so that she could be charged for beating and harassing animals. You just know she was trying to get a selfie. A woman illegally visited Yellowstone National Park while it's been closed during the coronavirus pandemic and ended up suffering burns Tuesday when she fell into a thermal feature. Now, the park's been closed since March 24th, but she popped in and reportedly was backing up, taking photos, and fell into a hot spring or a hole where hot gases emerged near the Old Faithful geyser. Despite her injuries, the woman drove roughly 50 miles until park rangers stopped her at Mammoth Hot Springs. From there, she was flown to a hospital in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Talk about a buzzkill. Larger gatherings are still prohibited in Southern California under strict coronavirus stay-at-home orders. But that didn't stop a raging house party Saturday night in the Hollywood Hills. Officers received a complaint of a loud party around 11 p.m. Saturday. When they responded, they found more than 100 people gathered at a short-term rental property that appeared to have been reserved for the occasion. The party eventually ended when police say a man accidentally shot himself in the groin. Okay, kids, if you catch a live rattlesnake in your backyard, this is important, let it go. Some guy in Arizona didn't exactly heed that same advice, though, and tried to wrestle and barbecue one. The whole family was enjoying a birthday party in their Arizona backyard when a rattlesnake slithered into the yard. It was at that point that Victor Pratt decided he wanted to show everybody that rattlesnakes are nothing to be afraid of. So as any man would, he grabbed it and started rolling around on the ground and kept holding it by the head, he said, with intentions to cook it. "When the kids saw it, I grabbed it," Pratt said. "I showed them how to catch it, and I was playing with it like little kids would. This is how you play with a snake. I wasn't thinking. I was showing off like I always do, and this time, it got me in the neck." After being bitten by the rattlesnake in the neck and facial region and on his chest, he was in trouble and hospitalized for 5 days, where they kept him sedated and mostly unconscious. He was released the other day to go back home. And the winner, the two men in Georgia who drank disinfectants to combat coronavirus and ended up in the hospital. You guys are the Yam Bag of the Month for May, and we'll move on to the Yam Bag of the Year competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go,
I need to make amends. I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I'm sorry for saying Wuhan, China, banned eating wild animals. Great timing. What's next? The Titanic will reinforce its hull for icebergs? I apologize for saying Clint Eastwood turns 90 on Sunday. Clint still talks to chairs, but when he does, he's wearing a mask and standing 6 feet away from them. And finally, I'm sorry for saying there's a virus killing wild rabbits, which is kind of unlucky for rabbits considering they have their own feet. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Monday. Miss any of today's show, check out the Prospector Prime Cuts podcast or the Prospector Rants podcast, both available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, on the Rock 107 app or at rock107.com. Neil Trama up next with the 10 of 10 on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.